Psalm 124 is a liturgical hymn of thanksgiving. That becomes obvious in verse 6. It's addressed to Yahweh for having saved the people from extreme danger. So we'll just read it. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, so says Israel, if it had not been Yahweh who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. The raging waters would have overwhelmed us. Just notice, well, the raging waters. Fire and heat are the two elements most commonly used to describe destruction. Isaiah 43, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Sirach, you delivered me from choking fire on every side, from the deep belly of Hades, the underworld. Matthew 17, Lord, have mercy on my son. This is after the transfiguration scene, or at the same time as it really, and down below there with this boy, and then Jesus comes down and it says, Lord, have mercy on my son. He's an epileptic. He suffers terribly. He falls into the fire and often into the water. He's in trouble, whatever happens, both ways. We are to put our trust in Yahweh. And Psalm 56 reads, in God I trust. I'm not afraid. What can mere mortal do to me? Isaiah 51, I am he who comforts you. Why then are you afraid of a mere mortal who must die, a human being who fades like grass? This point I'm making here, by the way, is right. It's quite throughout the scriptures. That's why the story of the flood you know well. And at the end of the story of the flood, the rainbow appears in the sky, which of course it does after rain. And God has that as a sign that he'll keep his promise. He'll never ever flood the earth again. So from then on, God's punishment, people are very slow to wake up, God doesn't punish by flood, God punishes by fire. So, hell's got fire, purgatory's got fire, you know, fire becomes the big image then for destruction, because God promised he wouldn't do it by flood. If only God had promised he wouldn't do it by fire, would have saved us a lot of homilies when we were young. But they've got to, you know, they've got to get some image for this business. Verse 6. Blessed be Yahweh, who has not left us a prey to their teeth. We escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare was broken, and we escaped. So they obviously were in a very difficult situation, and they managed to avoid it. And they're thanking God for that. Proverbs again reads, save yourself like a gazelle from the hunter, like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Well, they're little traps to trap you. Verse 8 of our psalm. To conclude, our help is in the name of Yahweh. Name of Yahweh really means calling on Yahweh. See, the name is... So our help comes when we call on Yahweh, would be a good translation of it in avoiding that Semitic idiom. In the name of the Father and the Son means we're calling on the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to consecrate this prayer, this moment, this whatever. It's a call, which means we're opening to what God is wanting to do anyhow. Our help is in the name of Yahweh who made heaven and earth. And similarly, Psalm 121, my help comes from Yahweh who made heaven and earth. Psalm 20, our pride is in the name of Yahweh our God. And Proverbs 18, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe.